Okay, today's daf is daf Chav Zayin, and we're holding the fifth line for the top of the Umid at the Mishnah. Zuk the Mishnah. Hakoimitz miutoy me'akiv es ruboy. Isoroy miutoy me'akiv es ruboy. Hayayin miutoy me'akiv es ruboy. Hashemen miutoy me'akiv es ruboy. All of these mi'utay ma'akev is rubai means the same, which means that if it's missing even a mashahu, it's ma'akev. Like the first Rashi says in the Mishnah, third line from the top, mi'utay ma'akev is rubai im chiser kolshu, it's possible. So getting back to the Mishnah, hakoyimit. Koyin did the kmitza properly, three fingers, wiped it off from both sides, put it into the kli, everything is great, but unfortunately some of it got lost, some of it spilled, some of it got damaged, whatever. Tomei, mi'utai, even a mashu is missing, it's possible. So normally you would say, rubai kakulai, you have 95% remaining. No. It's ma'akev, you have to have 100% of the kmitza. The same thing applies to the Isarin, the original mincha. Mi'utai, if some part of that mincha is missing, the akibis ruboy. If it happens to be before the kmitza, we had a machloikis, a b'yoichin reish lokish, can you refill it to get to the full Isarin? If it's missing after the kmitza, kuli alma moide, that you won't be able to eat from the shirayin, a machloikis, a b'yoichin reish lokish, can you go and be makter the kmitza when you're missing the full Isarin? But the maisa is possible. Hayayin, that's the yayin that you use for the niske hayayin. And chosim the niskehem kim dubar. You have the chatziah hin, shlishah hin, reviyah hin. If some of that is missing, no good. You have to have the full amount. And the same thing applies to hashemen miutei ma'akevus rubai. If you don't have the same amount of shemen, shemen and yayin are exactly the same in terms of the measurement. In each case, if you're missing some of the shemen, now shemen is not something that you pour on the mizbeach, that's something that you mix together with your carbon mincha. If you don't have the full amount of the shemen, makif.
How do we know that shemen and yayin are the same? Are the same volumes?
We'll see. Met shemen the gemara.
Good, thank you.
Very good. And continuing the Mishnah, hasoyus v'hashemen ma'akven zeh zeh.
We had that before in a few days ago. The source.
I want to use it. I didn't mean it. Of course, I know you recently.
We talked about that.
But
we only used, in that time we actually named it. We said kedayis for salt, because we're just using the same lashon.
I wonder what the source is. Why are the volumes of shemen and yayin equivalent? That's my other question. I realize it's the case because you mentioned it.
Anyway, finishing off the mission now. Now we're talking about asoilis v'hashemen ma'akvin zeh, meaning what happens if you have the full amount of soilis, b'moshal and isorayim, for your carbon mincha, but you're missing shemen, like a minchas choyte situation. They only have the soilis. Forget about it. You can't go and bring your regular carbon mincha without shemen. It's ma'akvin. Or vice versa. If you have shemen, you don't have soilis, also ma'akvin. And a carbon svalavoyna that we've had already many times, that you have two matirin for your regular carbon mincha, koimitz and lavoyna. If one of the two is missing, it's ma'akev, and you don't have a kosher carbon mincha. So you have to have the kmitza as well as lavoyna, both ma'akev zeh. Now notice the Mishnah does not say that the lavoyna is the mi'uta ma'akev is rubai. And the reason why it doesn't say that, why it should say the same thing, is because we had. Is there no minimum shear?
One grain.
So very good, very good. So back on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, we had a three-way machloikas, Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Six lines from the top. Amr of Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amr of Yoichanan. Gimu machloikas v'davah. There are three views. Ramei Sabar Kimitz Batchila v'Kimitz v'Sap. You started off with a kmitza, you got to end off with a kmitza. And if you're missing anything, so the Meir Kataka add in our Mishnah, the Utoi is Ma'akev is Rubai. However, if Yehuda Sabar Kimitz Batchila Ushnei Kortin Basayt, as long as you have two Kortin left at the end, or if Shimon Sabar Kimitz Batchila Ach Echad Basayt, just as long as you have one Kort, is also enough. So therefore, our Mishnah apparently goes like either Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon, that even though something is missing, it's still kosher levoin as long as you have two korban or one korban, and therefore our Mishnah doesn't refer to the levoin. Anyway, getting back now to our Gemara. Jog the Gemara. On each one of these halachas that it says in the Mishnah, Miyutim Akavis Rubai, the Mishnah addresses each one. The Gemara addresses each one. My type, what's the reason? My koimit Miyutim Akavis Rubai. It's okay, Gemara on the cross, it's a pasuk. Maloi kumtsoi trei zindi, it says twice. Maloi kumtsoi. And as we know, whenever it says twice by kachim, Shona olam akasam, the akiv, it's got to be the full kmita, nothing missing. Isarai Miyutim Akavis Rubai, my time on the cross, in the pasuk, mi solta. Umishamna. Rashi says Misolto, the extra hay, you could have said Nasoilis, it says Misolto, the extra hay, comes to Tayshim, Chosa Koshu, Psula, missing anything, it's possible. Hayayim Yutim Akavis Rubai. Why? Because it says Kacha. Where does it say Kacha? Apostle in Parashat Shlach, when it talks about in Matnes Kuvana. Hashem Yutim Akavis Rubai. The Minchas is Sachim, it also says Kacha. The Minchas is Dava Makro, Umishamna. Yeah, the same mishamna, misolto mishamna, the extra hay, shimchasa koshu psula. Now, where exactly does it say koch? So, if you go to Parashat Shlach is where it talks about all the various requirements for the kavanos, some of which go to the kahanim. Tavavrei yisovim ataleim kisavrei aleretz moishu seicha. Vasisim ishul Hashem oylo izevach. You're bringing kavanos. What should you do when you bring your kavanos? Number one. The hikr of a makrif kabonai l'Hashem mincha soilis yisorin bolu b'revias ahin shaman. Part of your carbon is you have to add the minchasa miniskeyam. What is that? The mincha soilis yisorin revias ahin shaman. The yayin l'nesach revias ahin. Oh, revias ahin shaman, revias ahin of the yayin. When do you do that? La kevesu echad. What about the ayil? The ayil says soilis shneyas right. Belulah by shemen shlishi sahin. So that's by the shemen. What about the yayin? The yayin la nesach shlishi sahin. Takrib erech nichaich la shem, because you're talking about an ayin. What about ben bakar? B'chisas ben bakar oiloi zavach. The hikrav of ben bakar soy this shloisha sroidim. Belulah by shemen chatziahin. That's by the shemen. The yayin takrib la nesach chatziahin. So you see, each time the Torah repeats it to tell you that they're exactly the same shir, yayin the shemen. Chatziyahin, Shlishisahin, Raviyasahin. And then the Pasuk says, Kacha Yeyase! Lasharo Echad, Laayla Echad, Laiseba Kvasim, Oyva Izim. That's the Kacha that the Gemara is telling us now. The Trader Kochzach. And said, Kacha, that's the way it's gotta be. Don't even think of doing it differently. And that's what. Exactly. It answers the question that they both have the same Shiur, and both in both cases they are Ma'akib because of the word Kacha. But the kocha by the yayin says the feirish by the yayin. The kocha by the mincha says by the mincha sesoch. What about your minchas nedova? Here it doesn't say kocha. This part is dealing with nesochim of yayin and the minchosim of the minchosim of the skeim. What about your regular minchas nedova? Since it says umishamna, the extra hay, shemchisa koshu, is psula. Good, so ends it. Would you like to be able to look through it, or you're in agreement?
I wouldn't mind seeing it inside, just so I remember it better. Thank you.
Okay, it's a parashat Shlach. Start from the top. You see what talks about all the shiurim, all the psukim. Continuing right to the Gemara. Hashem and Vas, so you less ma'akven zeze. How do I know? Mi solta umishamna, and mi girsa umishamna. Now, what is the difference between soilus and girsa? Soilus is triple A soilus of chitim. Girsu mishamna is triple A geres. Geres means the flower of barley. And we're talking here about the minchasa oimer, where the Torah says, mi girsa umishamna. So, the soilus by wheat, the equivalent of that by barley is girsa. Since the Torah repeats it, soilus umishamna, mi girsa umishamna, comes to tell you that in all cases, the ma'ak v'nzeh, shona olav akos ma'akim. How do I know? Again, al kol levoina. So, v'yeis kol levoina hashel mincha. Why is the Torah repeated twice? Levoina, levoina. It's ma'akev. Zok the Mishnah. Since we talked about the kabonis where things are ma'akev, now we're going to go into other inyonim as well. The two seim that we have in Yom Kippur, one is Lashem, one is Lazazel. If you only have one, forget about it. Two are ma'akiv. Shnei kivsi atzeres that you use to go be matter the shtei alechem on Shavuos. Ma'akvin zezem. Beis chalois ma'akvin zuzu. Beis chalois referring to the shtei halechem. If you only have enough to go and produce one chala, don't bother. The two are ma'akiv zuzu. Shnei sedarim ma'akvin zezem. Sedarim of the lechem upon him are ma'akiv on the other. Shnei bezich ma'akvin zezem. You have to have the shtei bezich alavoyna. Has sedarim ba'bezich ma'akvin zezem. The sedarim without the bezich, the bezich without the sedarim. Gunish, the ma'akiv ze'azeh. Beis minish of a nozer. When a nozer brings his kabonos, one of the things he has to add to the kabonos is two forms of chalis. One is called chalis, the other is called rekikin. If you only have one out of the two, they're ma'akiv. Kimush of a para. When you're bringing the para duma, what's the locha you have to have? Three special things. What are those three special things? I'm sorry?
The grass is.
Yeah, what are those called?
The talas.
So I'll give you an answer. If you look at Rashi in the middle of the Amud, Rashi says Gimel Shibapar Aduma Eitz Erez the Eizay Ushni Talas. Those are the three minim by the Par Aduma, which are Ma'akif. Vidalit Shibatoyda. By Toyda you have four different types of Lachmim. One of them is Chometz. The other three are Matzah. Four different minim. Ma'akif. Dalit Shibalulim. All the Arba minim that we can all relate to. The Arbishim Mitzoyra Ma'akvin Zezev. Who's the Arbishim Mitzoyra? Explains Rashi. The same three we had by the Par Aduma, Eitz, Erev, Ezer, Ushni Tolos, and the Shtei Tzipoyrim. Shtei Tzipoyrim we count as one. Altogether, those four are Ma'akvin. Shiva Azoy Shibapara Ma'akvin Zuazu. By the Par Aduma, it says that when you shecht the Par Aduma, the first thing you do is, before you burn it, before you add the water, you gotta go and the Hizel Noichach Pnei Oil Moyed Sheb Abom Lefnei Hashem. Kohen goes and he spritzes seven times from the blood towards the oil moyed, towards the base of English. Zayin Azoy Shal Ben Abadim Shal Paroicha Shal Mizbach Azoy Ma'ak Vezu Azu. Now we're talking about the Parim Arasof and Sir Marasof. And by the Parim Arasof and Sir Marasof, on Yom Kippur is the only time you have Azoyis Shal Ben Abadim. That means that the Kohen Gadol goes inside the Kodesh Kedoshim and he spritzes both from the par and from the soyer Ben Abadim, meaning towards the Oren. The Mishnah on the surface is a little bit difficult because it's not seven hazois, it's really eight hazois. It's achas lamala v'sheva lamata on the par, achas lamala v'sheva lamata on the soil. So really, we should say eight hazois. So Rishash already asks that kasha, and Rishash says probably the time of the Mishnah is relying on the fact that it says on the previous line, not that he's relying, in consistency and style. Since he said Shiva Azoy Shiva Para, he continues Shiva Azoy Sha'al Bin Abad. Are you going to go and tell me the person might make a mistake and he might think that the Lamala is not Ma'akid? So he said, for that Baruch Hashem, we have two other Mishnayas in the Sechtes Yuma and elsewhere that go and tell us that you have to have all eight. So he says seven over here just to be consistent with the Parah. So the Rishash says, Ulai. That's the reason why it says seven, because otherwise it's misleading. If you only learn this Mishnah, you would think that you only have to do seven, and really eight are Ma'akif. Now that's on Yom Kippur. Throughout the year, if you bring the power of Helm and Dabash Lasiba, the power of Koin of Mashiach, or the Seer Avoid Zorah, those are also part of the Seer of the Seer of Sofim, then you have to make sure Shalom Broiches, where you do again, Achas Lamal Vashem Lamata, Shalom Mizbeach Azov, where you have to go and do the four Koronois, and you have the seven Altir Shem Mizbeach, the seven Altir Shem Mizbeach is only on Yom Kippur, not throughout the year. Throughout the year, if you bring one of these Seer Masraf and Parmen Masraf, you have only 11 Hazoyis altogether. The 7 Sha'ala Paroiches and 4 on the Mizbeach. It's only in Yom Kippur that you have 8 and 8 in front of the Paroiches, and you have 7 plus 4 or 4 plus 7 on the Mizbeach Hazor. Anyway, all of these are Ma'akvazu Azu, and the Gemara will tell us why, what's the Makaris. Sorry, Nachabu?
Is that the Sulai?
You mean, are also Ma'akiv?
The other things also?
That are also Ma'akiv? So, Nechim, you turn to Chof Chesem and Aleph, Nechim. Tomorrow, we're going to continue the list.
Oh,
I love it. And Parshis and Tefillin. Now, once we start Tefillin, then we're going to talk about Stam at great length, and that's how we get to the whole Sugya.
Thank you.
It's good? Fine. Shok Timoro. Thank you. In five, I didn't meet that. Zok Yimar. Shnei Sir Yom Kippur Makvin Zeh Zeh. How do I know? Chukah. Chukah says in the Parsha of Achri Mois that deals with the dinim of bringing the Avodas Yom Kippurim. So it says in the Pasuk, V'hoyis Zoyis Lechem Lechukas Oilam. Whenever it says in the Torah the word Chukah, it's Li'ikuva. Shnei gives you atzeres that you bring on Shavuos. Makvin Zeh Zeh. How do I know? Because it says Havaya. What does it say Havaya in the Pasuk? It says that the two kvasim, Koydish Yiu Lashem Lakoyt. The word Yiu is from Lashon Havaya. Come to tell you, it's Mak. Shtei Chalis, it says Havaya. Where did it say Havaya? It says in the Pasuk, Soilis Tiyana, Chomet Teofena, Bikurum Lashem. The Tiyana is a Lashon Havaya. It's Mak. Shnei Sidorim, here it says Chuka. Be straight in the Pasuk. Chuka says Nechuka Legabe Bachlu Bakom Kodesh. Yeah, you need a minion side. Okay, you need Shnei Sidorim Chuka. That also says the word Chuka. Rashi tells us the word Chuka. He states in the Rashi. So he's Chuka. That's the school term. Okay. Anyway, it says we got a din of Chok Oilam that has Ach Blecha Parim Ksim Meishi Hashem Chok Oilam. Yeah, Meishi Hashem Chok Oilam, and that's referring to the entire Lecha Parim. Says Rashi, the Sedarim, the Bezichin, the whole works. So therefore, Shnei Sedarim is Chukah, Shnei Bezichin is Chukah, Hasedarim by Bezichin Chukah. But all of them, it says in the Pasuk Chok Oilam. Shnei Minishim is Nazir. That's the Chalis and the Kikin of the Nazir. The Sivit says in the Pasuk, Kain Yase. Ken Yasa al Toiras Nizroi. Ken Yasa means you gotta do it this way, no other way. Gimushiva Parah. The three by Parah, we had that already in the Rashi. Eight Eres, Eidr Shnita Laws. Chukah. Parsha begins, so it's Chukah Satoira. Arboa Shiva Toida. The four of the carbon Toida, that's the four Minei Chalois. The Iskish Lenazir. Tichsiv al Zevach Toida Shlomov. It says Toida Mitchlomov. And Shlomov means Yamamar Shlomov, the Rabbi Shalmei Nazir. And by Nazir it says Ken Yasa. Is Mamela by Toid, it's also Ken Yasa, also the same din that is Mak. Vaiboshim Mitzoira. That's the three that we had before, plus the Shtei Tzipoyrim. Chsiv Zois Tia Toidus and Mitzoira. Tia is the Lashon Havaya. Talit Shibalulav. Ula Kachtam, the Kicha Ham. Now about this is what is going to be the focus of the next 10 lines in the Gemara. What means Lekicha Tama? Says Rashi. It means that you have to do Ogdon Keachas. Look at the Rashi. Lekicha Tama Arboson Keachas. All four you gotta go and tie together as one. Amrav Chanan Barava Loishna Ela She'en Loin. That's Tavke if he's missing some of the Arba Minim. He only has three. He only has two. Aviyesh, if he has the Arba Minim, Ein Ma'akvin. What means Ein Ma'akvin? Not that you can go into, oh, if I have four, I'll leave my Esrik home. I don't want it to get down. It might fall on the ground. You know, the pit might fall off. Now, Vali, you need all four. Aviyeshloi Ein Ma'akvin, says Rashi. Here it doesn't have to be Ba'agad. Yeshloi Ein Ma'akvin, Afilali Ogden Kechanim. But if you didn't go and tie them together, all Zakusha. So bottom line is Rav Chanan Bar Rava says when you have the Arba Minim, you don't have to have the Agad, the tying together. Great tomorrow, you don't have to. Meisvei, Chama Brayson. Dal Min Shemelula, Beis Mehen Oisim Peters. Two out of the four are, they produce future fruit. Which are those? Number one, the Esrig. And number two, the Lulav, which is Kapis Tamarim. Tamarim comes from a date tree. It produces future fruit. Obeys men and Oysen Peters. Those are the other two, which are just basically leaves. Talking about the Hadassim and Arabois, don't produce fruit. Oysen Peters use a Kukum Sheinim Oysen. Sheinim Oysen Peters use a Kukum Oysen Peters. You're supposed to tie them all together so that the fruitful ones and the fruitless ones are together. You only yoitze. That's the kashan of Chanan Bar Rava that said that Yevet Yeshloi Ein Ma'akvin. You don't have to do the Agad. No, you got to do Bagud Achas. Okay. You see the same thing Yisroel B'Hatzor. Rashi says B'Hatzor is referring to when Yidden are misaneh. They are fasting. They're fasting for the purpose of doing tshuva. And Kadosh Baruch Hu should go and take our tefillas to Meratzah. Ad Yikulim Agud Achas. You have to be all together. Rashi says that means Tzadikim Urishoyim. That's why we always start off by Kol Nidre. Talk about that both the Tzadikim and Rishoyim, everybody's together in Shul, davening with one heart and one leif to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shnemar, Haboyin B'Shemam Malayisov, V'Agudasoy Aguda Al Eretz Yisoda. The world is based on being united, unified. Aha. Anyway, but Lamas Reb Chanan Bar Rava said that you don't have to have agat. You're yoytze. Here the Braisa says you're not yoytze. The Shemora Tanoi is a machlokes Tanoim. The Sanya. And now we get to Masechet Sukkah. Lula ben Ogad v'she'ena Ogad is kosher. Alula say yo agad nish agad is kosher. Yidu oimer Ogad kosher. She'ena Ogad basal. No. If it's not Ogad, it's basal. And that's Rabbi Yehuda holds like, or Reb Chanan Bar Rava holds like Rabbi Yehuda. My time Rabbi Yehuda, what's the car of Rabbi Yehuda? Gama kicha kicha magudas eisav. Just like by Agudas Eisav. Which Agudas Eisav we're talking about? We're talking about at the times of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Lekachtem Agudas Eisav, Vitzvaltem Badom Asher Basov, Vigaltem Al Amashkev, Al Shtei Mezuzah, Yismen Adom Asher Basov. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Klal Yisrael, Shmir the Mashkev of your Batim. Then the Kadosh Baruch Hu was Peseach Pesach, that's why it's called Chag Pesach. Anyway, but the point is, it says over there, Lekachtem Agudas Eisav, just like it is, Lekachtem over there. And here it says, well, the kachta and biyoy marisha and priates tomorrow, priates harder, kapis tomorrow, etc. Allah bagudav kan bagudav. Rabban legam gicha gicha, they don't have a makar for this drasha, they don't dash. Kiman azal adesanya, who's the time of the following price? Alula mitzvah loigra, dim loy ogdo is kasha. Kiman, who does this go according to? It says if you chila, yes, the dia of it is kosher. Ikam Yehuda le ogdoy amai kosher. The Yehuda says in this brisa, Eino yoytzi de chavosa et you kulam aguda achas. You're not yoytzi even with the avid. And here it says you are yoytzi with the avid. I rabbanu my mitzvah. According to rabbanu, even lechat chila, you don't need to go and do it. Rabbanu say in the brisa, lula bein ogud bein sheino ogud is kosher. It's musa de mitzvah loyda. It's not a special arba minim dikedin that you have to have it ogud. He doesn't learn ulakachtem lechem kicha kicha. No din and lulav. It's a general halacha kela teira kula. Whatever mitzvah you're doing, do it be hidur. When you're writing a sefer Torah, it should be a beautiful sefer Torah. When you're buying tefillin, it should be beautiful tefillin. Anything, any mitzvah you're doing should be behidur. The hidur of the lulav is when you tie the three together, then it really looks nice and pretty and beautiful. Shavazoy shavapar makvazuazu. How do I know? Because chuka, there again it says chuka by paraduma. Zoyz chuka sa, that's the parasha of paraduma. Shavazoy shavapar abadim, v'sha'al mizbechazo, v'sha'al vaparoichu makvazuazu. Zimek burim ksev chuka, that we had already before. State the Gabi and Kippurim, but he says, "Lachem lechukas oila." State chuka. The parakoy Mashiach, or the parhelim yom shul tzibur. See, avoid those that you bring during the year. Kedasani, you also lapar kashe also lapar. And this also lapar kashe also lapar is repetitive. It's referring to the two parshis in the Torah. First, the parakoy Mashiach, and then the parhelim yom shul tzibur. And it says, by the parhelim yom shul tzibur, do everything like we said before by the parakoy Mashiach. But if you look at the parsha, everything is repeated. So you don't need this Varsisa Lapar Kasha Asa. Of course Varsisa Lapar Kasha Asa, because it's all spelled out in great detail. And therefore we learn one from the other. Matamaloima Lichpoil Bazois. Lichpoil Bazois doesn't mean to go and double the number of Bazois. But Rashi says Lichpoil is like we have throughout Mesechtes Zvachim Menachas. Shana Olav HaKosh V'la'akev. Shana means to go and repeat. Hey, Lichpoil means it's repeated. Asa Lapar Kasha Asa Lapar, to tell you that all of these Bazois are Ma'akiv. And that therefore, if what she'im chiser achiz mikol matanos le'yosek lim, if he's just missing one, he didn't do anything. Wait, if you don't mind, I'm going to move it to the end of the table because I'm
okay.
He did a great job, and it's still missing. At least for me, not necessarily for everybody else. Everybody else is much abar meyid. Thank you very much.
I just got a
meeting.
She's not
going to
have
See, he's not going to have chalas this Shabbos?
Yeah.
Okay, everybody start baking your chalas.
Yeah.
Who gave you, sent you the email? I don't get such email.
You're not
going to
have chalas,
it's just something. It may not be forever, it may be a seasonal thing. Okay, anyway, who knows? I have shalas and everything should go well. Don Raban, thank you for sharing that with us. Don Raban is in the bright. Sheva hazoy sheva para she'ason bein shaloi v'shman bein shaloi mechuvonois psulais. The next Gemara is going to focus on the din of paraduma. Paraduma, we already said that you have to take from the initial blood and you have to go v'hiza el noyichach p'nei oil moed. Remember, the paraduma was not done on the Beis Mikdash, it was done on the Har HaMishka, we call the Har HaZeitim, and after the Kohen would go and shecht the paraduma, first thing he did was push tayin pasik, parshas chukas. V'lokach alozer haKohen midama be'etzvoi. He takes from the dam of the paraduma. V'hiz al noichach b'nei oil moed midama sheva pam. He has to go and spritz 7 times towards the base hamidush. Al noichach b'nei oil moed. Al noichach b'nei oil moed. Says our Gemara. If he's doing these 7 hazois and he's not doing the shame mitzvahs poraduma, or shloim mechuvanos, he doesn't do it in the direction of el noichach pnei oil moed. The word mechuvanos over here means the direction, not that he wasn't mechavin. He wasn't, itaka wasn't mechavin to do it in the proper kivun, the proper avenue. The proper avenue is el noichach pnei oil moed. In both cases, shloim lishma, shloim mechuvanos, psulos, it's possible. Bishabifnim, Bishabitsaira, Shabifnim means all the hazoyas that you do, Bifnim, which we spoke about before, the Paramanasraf, the Sira Manasraf. Bishabitsaira and the Loig Shemin Shalmatsaira were there too. You have to, we're not talking about Dam over here, now we're talking Loig Shemin. Beginning of Parsha Mitzayra, it says that you have to bring together with the Oshem a Loig Shemin. That Loig Shemin you also have to go and spritz. There you don't spritz it from Har Mishka, you spritz it in the Shar Nikanor. And you go and spritz it in the direction towards the Heichal. Ever Shloim Lishman, Fast. Shloim Lechuvanois is Ksheiris. If it wasn't directly towards the Pnei Oil Moed, it's Kosher. Freitimor Batanya. The Kashi only is on the Paradum. By the Paradum, we said Shloim Lishman, or Shloim Lechuvanois is Fast. Ay Batanya Gabi Parish, Shloim Lishman is Psulais. That's the same. Shloim Lechuvanois is Ksheiris. So we have 2 braises. One says if the hazo is made, shloim mechuvanes is possible. The other one says shloim mechuvanes is kosher. Oy vavoy, what are we going to do with these 2 braises? Amrav chizda loy kasha. It's a machloikis of Yehuda and Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan do not talk to the inyan of paraduma. They talk about something else entirely, as we'll see in the Gemara momentarily. However, we're going to apply their reasoning and their psukim to the din of paraduma. But before we get to that, we're going to have a fairly lengthy price and discussion. We're only going to get back to our paraduma in another 20 or 25 lines as we approach the bottom of the Amud. What's the machloikas of the Rabbanan? The Sanya. Mechusari kapara. There are 4 mechusari kapara. Azav, azova, a yeledis, and a mitzoyra. None of them are allowed to eat karbonos until they bring the karbonos that they are mechuyev to bring. When they bring those karbonos and mechuyevos, from that point on, they can go back again into the Beis HaMikdash. They can start eating karbonos like karbon pesach and everything else. Okay. A mechusar kapara is considered to be ashtikl tomei. So if nichnasu l'azara, if they went into the azara, bishogeg, chayv chatas, b'meizid, onish kores. Now let it go in if you're mechusar kapara. He didn't even get his head of shemesh yet. And certainly this applies to all the other tameim who are even on a greater madreg of tumah. Not only are they only mechusar kapara, not only are they tefillin, they're tamei. They didn't even go to the mikveh yet. Avad, and then they have the din if they went into the Azara. The Shoygi Chayev Chatas, the Mezid Onish Karas. Good. But now a semicolon. Lushtikol. Utahoyrim Shenichmasu Lefnim Mimichitzason. Tahoyrim is referring to Zorim, Israel. He's only supposed to stand there within his 11 Amois of the Ezras Yisrael, which is the first part of the Azara as you enter into the Azara from the Shar Nikanor, the first 11 Amos who are dedicated and devoted to the Ezra's Yisrael, the Israelim to stand there. What happens if they went beyond that? Now we're not talking about beyond in the Azara. They went into the Heichal or into the Kodesh Kadoshim. What happens with them? Now to understand the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, we should skip ahead for a moment to the pasuk, which is 5 lines later. This pasuk is the beginning of Parshas Achri Mois. It's talking about how holy the Kodesh Kedoshim is. We're skipping 5 lines. We're going to come back. You cannot go anytime you want to into the Kodesh. Epnei HaKapoyres Asher Ala Orim Vlayomus Ki V'onon Eruah Ala HaKapoyres. In other words, the only time you're allowed to go into the Kodesh Kedoshim is the Kohen Gadol, who's going in for purposes of bringing the Ketoyres and the Purim and Asrof, Masir and Asrof, and Hazois on Yom Kippur. However, throughout the year it's awesome. Now let's analyze the Pasuk in greater detail. Val Yovai is a lav. Val Yovai, don't go in. Now the Pasuk identifies three levels of Kiddush. Number one, B'choleis el HaKodesh. Or you can say Val Yovai B'choleis el HaKodesh. Kodesh is number one. Mibeis LaParoiches is number two. El Pnei HaKapoyres Asher Alaroina Eidus Asher Alaroina is number three. And the Gemara identifies these three as being three distinct places. The Kodesh that we're referring to is the Heichal. You, Yisrael, don't go into the Heichal anytime, otherwise it'll be Oiva Al Yovei and Oiva Nisalat. And don't go further, Mibes LaParoiches. Mibes LaParoiches means into the Kodesh Kedoshim. El Pnei HaKapoyres means going into the Kodesh Kedoshim between the Badim, the Badi Oren that stuck out. You stand there between the Badim facing the Oren, that is even a higher Madrega, and that is even worse for Lo Yomus. Now, as we'll see in the Gemara in a moment, we have Machloikis between the Yehuda and the Rabbanon, what the degree of Oynish is. There are three places here. We have the Heichal, we have Beis LaParoiches, which means in the Kodesh Kedoshim, to the right or to the left of the Oren. Pnei HaKapoyres means directly in front of the Oren, Bein Abad. On the first of the three, into the Heichal, everybody agrees if you do, you go in there, Chas V'Shalom, you're over Alav. Everybody agrees in number three, El Pnei HaKapoyres. If you're standing in the Kodesh Kedoshim, between the Ba'adim, Misa. Shaila is, what happens if you go into Kodesh Kedoshim? You're Tohar, you're not Tomei, you're Tohar. Go into the Kodesh Kedoshim, you do not go Bein Abad. Are you just over a lav of Al Yovei B'choleis? Or is it a din, and of course a lav you get Malkis? Or do you say that in fact he gets Misa as well, because it says V'lo Yomus? So the question is, where do you put the punctuation? Do you say Al Yovei B'choleis Al Kodesh, period? Oh, that's the din of Malkis. He based on Proichas. Pnei HaKapoyres V'lo Yomus, that has a din of Misa. Or do you say, no. Now you put your semicolon, and therefore the Al Yovei, the Lav, goes both on Kodesh Heichal, based on Paroiches, Kodesh Kedoshim, only Malkis, Al Pnei HaKapoyres, V'lo Yomus, and the Din of Misa. So therefore, again, number one, Heichal, Kuli Al Moida, just the Lav, and Malkis. Al Pnei HaKapoyres, Kuli Al Moida, Bein Abadim, Misa. Question is, me based on Paroiches, do you get a din of Misa, or do you get a din of Malkis?
Are we saying Misa de Shemai or Misa de
I believe so. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara now. So starting again. Utahoidim shenichlasu lefnimim chitzas on the Heichal. Kulai. The person who's Tahar, he goes into the Heichal. Heichal Kulai means any part of the Heichal. Rabbi Yosef Tumid, he can sit in my inn's bam tish, it's something that's great, it's coming for me. That is it.
There's no Israel Al Yavah, right?
Yeah, and then Al Yavah El Kodesh. Is Mahatan do the Erech Tzein Tzvel of Shiras from Oyvim? Alles kim from Oyvim.
I must have to say something.
Anyway, again, Utahoidim Shenichlasu Lefnim Mechitzasim. The Tohoidim, the Yisraelim, the Zorim, that went into the Heichel Kiloi, any part of the Heichel, Barbuah. Barbuah means 39 Malkis. Mi Beis LaParoiches, El Pnei HaKapoyres, either generally into the Kodesh Kedoshim, or going one step further, Bein Abadim, to Misa. The Yehuda Oimer, Kol Heichel Kuloi, Avad Malkis. Even Mi Beis LaParoiches, you walk into the Kodesh Kedoshim, Ulzim Barbuah, Ulzim Malkis. It's only El Pnei HaKapoyres we have a din of Misa. So we see clearly the machlokes. The Maikra Miflagi, what's the basis of the machlokes? The Maikra, the pasuk that we just read out a moment ago. Again, the Mishal Moshe that behind the Ochicha. Val Yom B'Cholei Sala Kodesh. Al Yom is Alav. Mi Beis LaParoiches. El Pnei HaKapoyres HaShal Orem Lo Yomus. The Lo Yomus certainly goes on Pnei HaKapoyres. Question says the liyom must go on that nifes laparoiches, that middle step. Rabbanan Sabri, Ela koydish b'chol v'lo yovay. That is a din of malchus. Nifes laparoiches, prea kapoyres. That's b'lo yomus has a din of nisa. Yudav Savar, Ela koydish nifes laparoiches b'lo yovay. Din of malchus. Prea kapoyres b'lo yomus has a din of nisa. Okay, so very clear. Heichol malchus. Bein abadim prea kapoyres nisa. Shalis mi beis laparoiches, you went into the Kodesh Kedoshim, but you didn't have the he'oza of going directly bein abadim. Is it a din of misa or a din of malchus? So Gemara, my time the Rabbanan. Why did the Rabbanan learn that the din of lo yomus goes on the mi beis laparoiches? Because isal kadaita can become Rabbi Yehuda. If you're going to learn like Rabbi Yehuda learned, then Rabbi Yehuda says that the din of malchus applies to the heichal and to mi beis laparoiches. Aha, lich the rachbon el hakodesh v'al pnei hakapoyres v'loy boi mi beis laparoiches. Go and only enumerate in the pasuk step 1 and step 3 and leave out step number 2. Just say al yom v'chol eis al hakodesh. Don't go into the heichal. Your oivra lav will be a din of malchus. And then say al pnei hakapoyres. There's a din of v'lo yomus yichas hashem gets a din of misa. Why do I have to mention the beis laparoiches? V'ano amina, and I can use my own logical deduction and say madach heichal mechayiv heichal. You walk just into the heichal. That's all, just in the heichal. You already get malchus. Mi beis laparoiches mi beis lachavad and abad. If you go the next step into the kodesh kedoshim and lachavad and abad, you get malchus.
Is this a second set of malchus for going into the first step? When you go into the heichal, you're
by. The Gemara is going to describe and discuss a little bit further down how can you get into the kodesh kedoshim without going through the heichal.
Exactly.
Okay, and the Gemara is going to go and say it's talking about he went the derech mishubash. He made a tunnel, or he made from another entry as opposed to the normal entry, which we're going to get to it a little bit further down. But anyway, the point of the Gemara is Jokti Gemara, that if you learn like Rabbi Yehuda, that the middle step of going to the Kodesh Kedoshim, you only have the din of Malchus, I don't need the Pasuk to tell us that. Because Mavach, you go to the Heichal, you get Malchus. Avad, Avad, you go to Kodesh Kedoshim, you get Malchus. And therefore,
maybe you get more.
Oh, that's exactly. Uri and the Rabbanan hold exactly the same. Talk to Yomar Vayte. Mibeis HaKaparis. Mibeis HaParoiches. The Kosser Rachman Alam. Why did the Pasuk say Mibeis HaParoiches? Shema Amin Abba Misa. Like Uri says, it's coming to tell you, you get Taka more. To tell you that you're going to get the Malchus, I don't need it. Madach Heichel gets Malchus, Abba the Kodesh Kedosh gets Malchus. Therefore, the reason why the Torah adds these extra words, Mibeis HaParoiches, to tell you, it's not HaParoiches, it's Mibeis LaParoiches. Anyway, what does the Pasuk come to tell you? It has a din of not only Malchus, but Chas V'Sholom a din of Nisan. Rabbi Yehuda, the Chayyah, the Rabban have a good taina. What do you need to enumerate me base laparoiches? Well, Rabbi Yehuda, ikas rachmana el hakodesh. For the cost of me base laparoiches, like you suggested, just say step 1. Have a mina, my kodesh, me base laparoiches. Avol heichel, lav nami loy. After all, the word kodesh is somewhat vague or ambiguous. It says, ayove b'chol eis el hakodesh. I might have thought el hakodesh means kodesh kedoshim. And in fact, if you walk into the heichel, yeah, don't walk into the heichel, but if you walk into the heichel, okay. So nishgeferlich. I would say, val yove b'chol eis el hakodesh, we're referring to the kodesh kedoshim. That's why it has to enumerate. El hakodesh is heichel. Mi beis laparoiches means that you go further beyond the curtain, beyond the paroiches into the kodesh kedoshim, and el pnei hakapoyres that you're looking straight ahead at the kapoyres on top of the aroi. So that's why the Torah has to enumerate it, because if you only have 1 and 3, I would say 1 doesn't mean heichel. I would say 1 means kodesh kedoshim, and there is no iser of heichel at all.
Why don't we say that the kodesh refers to the area beyond Ezra Yisrael, the mizbeach is the Ezra's kohanim?
Let's see the next slide. Rabbanan, Ahulay Matas Amris, you cannot possibly say that kodesh is referring to the kodesh kedoshim. The heichel kulay ikri kodesh, because heichel is called kodesh. How do I know? Shinemar, you're supposed to put up the paroiches, the dila haparoiches lachem, bein kodesh or bein kodesh hakadoshim. The paroiches separates between the kodesh. What's kodesh referring to? It's referring to the heichel. Kodesh kedoshim is referring to the kodesh kedoshim. So this answers your question, Barry. Then when it says Al Yovim B'chal Eisal HaKodesh, say the Chacham, Kodesh is referring to the Heichel, which the other Pasuk identifies as Kodesh. The Pareichus is between the Kodesh and Kodesh Kodesh. So therefore, if it would only say number one and number three, don't say like Rabbi Yehuda, Al Yavim Chaleis Al Kodesh means Kodesh Kadoshim. I know that Kodesh means Heichal. So why does it have to go and say Mibes La Paroiches? To go and tell you that there's an upgrade from Malkis to Misa. So we explained Rabbanim very well. Rabbi Yehuda, my time, why does Rabbi Yehuda go and insist that if a person goes into Kodesh Kadoshim, he only gets Malkis? If you're going to learn like the Rabbanon, learn that you already get Chas V'Shalom Misa by going just into the Kodesh Kedoshim, even without going Bein Abadim, is Lichtu Rachman Ela Kodesh Umi Beis Laparoiches. Let it only say 1 and 2 and leave out level 3. So why does the Torah have to go and repeat and add the El Panei HaKapoyres?
You can't kill somebody twice, and it's not a courage.
Your question about killing somebody twice, you already asked, we already answered. We're talking about if a person goes into one place and he doesn't go into the other place. If you please excuse me, let's first finish the Gemara and then you'll address as many questions as you want. Up to 25 questions. But first, let's go through the drasha. Zokti Mara, Vanu Amina, Zoktach Yetz Rabbi Yehuda. If it would only say in the Pasuk, step 1 and step 2, or level 1 and level 2, Val Yovid B'chol Eis El HaKoydish. El HaKoydish, you already told me, is Balab. Everybody agrees to that. Now just say level 2, Mibes Laparoiches. What is the Chacham Hol Mibes Laparoiches going to Kodesh Kedoshim is Misa. So leave out step 3, El Panei HaKapoydish. Vanu Amina, say now Rabbi Yehuda, and I can say on my own. So now this is both a logical as well as a practical argument. The logical argument is as a kavachomer kolchke. Marach, if you go stam in the kodesh kedoshim and get mamisa. Certainly, if you go bein abadim next to the aron, in front of the aron, v'chzikam mamisa. But Rashi goes one step further, and Rashi says similar to what Barry was asking before, and that is if you look at the fourth line of Rashi. After all, how are you going to get to Bein Habadim? You can't go and just land there by helicopter. You have to get into the Kodesh Kedoshim first. And then from the going into the Kodesh Kedoshim, then you proceeded after you went through the Amatraxin, as you will mention, Melen Mesechtes Midois. We're going to learn more about exactly how the construction was. First base of Midrash, second base of Midrash. But when you entered into the Kodesh Kedoshim, you didn't enter Bein Abadim. You entered to the right of the Aroin, and then you had to go and move to the left to get to Bein Abadim. And that being the case, once you hit Kodesh Kedoshim, dynamite explosions occur, the person is already Mechuyim Misa. So don't tell me he's going to be Mechuyim Misa when he gets to Bein Abadim. He's already Mechuyim Misa before he gets to the Bein Abadim. So Ebazoi, according to Yizuch Chacham, say Rabbi Yehuda, if you're telling me that as soon as you get to the Kodesh Kedoshim, you're Mechuyim Misa, what do you have to don't tell you about the Bein Abadim, the third step? As soon as you walk Kodesh Kedoshim, it's already Misa, Misa, it's already, you've already gone over the deadline, literally. Chas V'Shalom, the bird is now, person is now Mechuyim Misa. So what do you have to talk about the third, fourth? Elamai, in Nachol, Vano Aminu, based on Paroichu, Misa, Panei HaKapoyis, Mipayim. El Panei HaKapoyis, because of Rachman Alomli, why did the Torah bother adding the third step, Panei HaKapoyis? Shema Amino, El Panei HaKapoyis is the Misa, that we all agree to. Well, we based on Paroichus, going to Kodesh Kedoshim, is only Basara, it's only a love of Malkis, no din of Misa. Chayre Bihuda has a good point. Well, the truth of the matter is, we talk under normal circumstances, do not need to add this third Mibes Laparoiches. You're right. Once you hit the Kodesh Kedoshim, you're already Misa. You don't need to go the next step to get Misa. Right? Because of Rachmanot, Panei HaKapoyres, Lem'utei Derech Meshupash. What means Derech Meshupash? So Rashi says on the fifth line, the word Meshupash itself is Kigoyin Meshubash. Shibush means to make a mistake, an error. Here, he doesn't really mean error or mistake. It really means the person has kind of a crooked mind. Not a crooked mind in the sense of a criminal mind, but crooked that he doesn't think straight. He's not a straightforward type of guy. He's kind of a person that... Was it
him?
A gidraitim. What did he do? Says Rashi. Shechoter hachoyma shel lefnai v'lefnim v'yosa pesach b'doroim oy b'tzofoim v'nichnas. Instead of going the normal way into the Kodesh Kedoshim by going through the Pesach sheb mizrach towards Ma'arov, as we know, the Beis Hamikdash, when you entered to the Beis Hamikdash, you went from the Tzara Mizrach and you kept on proceeding further into the Tzara Ma'arov. Instead of that, he went and made a tunnel on either the northern wall or the southern wall, Dorim or the Tzofin, south or north. The Nichlas, and he went in that way. Azoyizot Unzer Rashi, the Rishash says, L'choira, it could be that there's a shibush in the Rashi. The Rashi didn't mean shechotar, but shechotach hachoyma. Instead of digging a tunnel, he just cut through the wall. In other words, this person decided to make his own doorway. He didn't want to use the regular doorway. He made his own doorway. Aha. Or inami or nochab shatzot Rashi. Nicholas and Pesach Itaka went through the normal door on the tzad Mizrach. However, tzidei ba'alachsei. He didn't walk straight. He walked in a crooked way. V'holach l'tzadim. Loi mechayiv. Del p'nei be'inan shiuponim alponim or p'nim mizrachi shel kapayis. What means, we'll talk about that in a moment. What means mishubash k'may mishubash. The days are mischalfin. They'll sit like you have psukim. Anyway, zhokt unzer gemara. The reason why the Rabbanan say we need del p'nei ha-kapayis is to tell you. What happens if a person doesn't go the regular way, but he goes fadrait and sidrait by making a tunnel or going through another doorway? That's what I need the posse to go and tell you. El Pnei HaKapoyis. Can you talk to me about Elazim and Yaakov? El Pnei HaKapoyis. Kedma Zebana'av. From this word, El Pnei, Kol Mokim Shenema Pnei, Eina El Pnei Kodim. When you're going the normal way through the Mizrach Vant, and not that you go from the side, from the top, from the bottom, from somewhere else. Aha. And therefore, that's why I need this pasuk to tell you that you're only Mechuyev Nisa if you're going the normal route, not if you're making this Derech Mishupash. Aha. Okay. So, if that's the reason why I need the Pnei HaKapoyis to tell you that you're going Kodim, Pnei Kedma, you're going the Mizrach way through the eastern door, not through north or south or any other direction. Rabbi Yehuda Leimakra says, Rabbi Yehuda, for that, all I would need is the word Pnei, my El Pnei. Shema Mino El Davka. What does the Gemara mean? Rabbi Shaul, you're not going to be here tomorrow, right?
No.
Sunday, I'm not going to see it. Thank you. How did you remember? You're wonderful. Okay, Zat Gebenchit. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, what Rabbi Yehuda says, instead of the El, it could have said Pnei. So you're going to tell me, but I need the El to go and tell you that he's going to the Pnei HaKapoyis. Let's look back at the Pasuk again. It already says El. Can I hear? Wow, what enthusiasm! Anyway, it already says El. It could have said El Hakodesh. Me based on Paroiches Pnei HaKapoyis. I don't have to repeat the word El. It's like anytime you have an English, you repeat a whole bunch of terms. I'm going to 91st Broadway, Western Avenue, Riverside Drive. I don't have to go and say two. So the first two, enough. And then you just keep on saying everything, comma, and then and at the end. You don't need the extra L. So it would have been enough just to go and say, Yobacholais, El HaKodesh. We're based on Pareches, Pnei HaKapoyis. Why do you have the extra L? Jokter Chav Yehuda, that L comes to tell you, El Pnei HaKapoyis, Davka. Shema Mino El Davka. And therefore, what he's saying is, I don't need the Mibes LaParoiches, the L would be sufficient. Look at the Rashi, let's look at the Rashi, five lines to the bottom. Zebona Av, when it says the word Pnei, Hekisha Av Umalamid L'chol Pnei Shabbat Teira, the Kodim Hei. Whenever it says the word Pnei, That means Kedma. Kedma Mizrocha means from the east. Keheche de Bahai Pnei, Siv Kedma. Vahash Mefarish Lahai Demorin Le'el, Har Biyuda Rabbanan. And now we're going to get back to Biyuda Rabbanan, more materially what we had at the top of the up. Rabbi Biyuda di Omar El Pnei HaKapoyitis Davka. Dibbe Misa, and we paste up Aroiches, Lav Davka. Ah, when it says El Pnei HaKapoyitis, it says El, that's Daka Davka. Word me based on paroiches on its own is lav dafka. Ah, so getting back to our Gemara now, Jokti Gemara, just like I see, I have a machloikis now between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon in explaining that pasuk. And the bottom line in explaining the pasuk is to lehoitzi lemutei derech meshupash. When are you going to be mechuyev if you go into the Kodesh Kedoshim ben abadim? If you go the normal route, not if you're going a crazy route. And that's why the Rabbanon say it has to go and say Pnei HaKapoyitis. And on that, the Yehuda says, I don't learn it from the Pnei, I have the El, Pnei HaKapoyitis. So getting back to the Gemara, from Yehuda Le Mekra, Pnei, my El, Shema Mino, El Dafka, Rabbanon El, Lap Dafka. Since we have this El, which Yehuda says Dafka, and the Chum say El Lap Dafka, now let's bring that back to our case. Our case is the Gabi, the case of the Paraduma. But Yehud, the Omar El Pnei HaKapoyitis Dafka, Vehiza El Noichach Nami Dafka. When it says about the Kohen that he goes and spritzes seven times with the dam, Vehiza El Noichach Pnei Oil Moir Sheva Pa'omim, El Noichach means Dafka, it's got to be Mechuvon, exactly in that direction. Rabbanim in Hosam Lav Dafka, the El that we had in Parshas Achri Mois, which deals with the Kohen going into, or the Kohen Gadol, or anybody going into the Kodesh Kedoshim by not, if you're not going into Kodesh Kedoshim without permission, you're going Chas V'Shalom violating the law. Rabbanim said that El is not the Makor, derives from the word Pnei. Rabbanim in Hosam Lav Dafka, just like the El over there is Lav Dafka, Hachanami, when it says he's a El Noichach, is also Lav Dafka. And therefore, if it wasn't Mechuvin, it's also good. Bottom line is, we started at the top of the Yomid, we had a Stira. One Brisa says, if you spritz from the Paraduma, and you're not Mechavin towards El Noichach, Pnei or El Moyed, you don't do it in the right direction, possible. The other brayzer says shalom mechuvanos kosher is the chastira. Ever the Gemara, based on the machloikis between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda that we find by the din of a person who violates the law and goes into the Kodesh Kedoshim, whether the word El there is Davka or Lav Davka, just like Rabbi Yehuda says the word El over there is Davka, he holds here also El Pnei, just like El Pnei is Davka, El Noichach Pnei El Moed is also Davka, and therefore it's got to be Mechuvan. And the Rabbanan that say over there the word El is Lav Davka, the Iker is the Pnei, but the word El is Lav Dafka. Oh, from that I see, if it's El is Lav Dafka, it doesn't have to be Mechuvan. If it was to the right or to the left, it wasn't directly towards Pnei Oil Moed, by the Paraduma, is also Kusha. Shalai Mechuvanois is Kusha.
It says Pnei by Paraduma also, Pnei Oil Moed, Yidama Sheva Parmen. So you have El and Pnei in both Sukkim. Number 3.
No, I know exactly what you mean. Bizar, Noicha Pnei Oil Moed, you have the same Pnei. What are you going to do with that Pnei
right
over there?
So the Rabbanan, you have Pnei there too. So you can't say, well, we have El here, and it's not Dafka. But Pnei is Pnei. So why is saying Mechavanos is...
Your faith's good. I don't know offhand. We'd have to look at the Mepharshim to say, what do they do with this Pnei? After all, we said in the Gemara, this is a... Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said, it's a Bana Av, Komokim Shem Pei.
Right.
You know, Pnei Kodim. Right. Your faith good. We have to look it up. Thank you. It's a very good question.
So, I didn't want to talk before. In the case of Kores, if something that we show getting the Chayatu Chatos, this is not a Kores level sin, this is a Misa. Either Misa's Bezdin or Misa Bidei Shemayim.
Right.
So if a person is in the Kores Kedoshim and then travels in front of an arrogance, in front of the Arum directly,
You can't go and pile up another Misa.
So what's, so I understand if it's a Kores, you can say, the Shogeg is Chayav to Chatos.
Right.
And here you have no Shogeg Chayav Chatos quality.
Right.
So what's the, according to the Rabbanu, who says Misa, and not Malkus Misa when you're in the Kosher Kashim. What's the Nafkamina? It's Misa twice.
Beautiful. Misa. And that was what Rabbi Yehuda asked the Rabbanan, and that's what the Rabbanan said, that the reason why I told you about the Bein Abadim is Lahoitzi Lafuke if you went Derech Meshukash. If you're going in the normal, regular route, you don't need to get to the Bein Abadim. Chas Shalom, the person will already be Misa as soon as he gets to the Kodesh Kadosh. What the Pnei Kapoiris comes to tell you is not that you add another level of difficulty or Misa. It's come to tell you that the only time you're Chayiv on Misa by going to Kodesh Kedoshim, if you're going Penei, the normal route through the eastern door, going from east to west, if you went and tunneled under, or if you broke through the wall on the northern or the southern side, no din of Misa. That's not the regular way that you go in.
But even if you're going northern or southern, you still have to go. The Kodesh Kedoshim is you still have to go from the right or from the left. Even if you break through,
as soon as you break through, this is a definition. It's a definitional thing. The third reference to the Pnei HaKapoyis is to define what the halacha is if you go into the Kodesh Kedoshim generally. Anytime you go into the Kodesh Kedoshim from the north or from the south, or from the west, as opposed to going from the east, as a derech meshupash, there wouldn't be a din of misa.
If you're going,
even if you don't get to Bein Abadim, just walking to Kodesh Kedoshim from one of those other entranceways or one of those other exitways, which are not, you don't have such an entranceway. You made your own entranceway. It's a derech meshupash, no din of misa.
There's a Gemara in Yoma that talks about the magician Parva who tried to tunnel through.
Right.
And he was caught and he was executed.
Right.
So it seems like, and he never made it to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So
maybe that was Ayurah Shor. We'd have to look up that Gemara. Maybe there's another man in Yoma that disagrees. Frank Dimar, Maskler, Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Since Rabbi Yehuda seems to be a real daikon on the Loshen HaPasik, he says in the state El. El is Dafka, but El Dafka, and now it says in our Gemara, El Noich is Nami Dafka, but you see the Zion changes the Girsa, and the Girsa is therefore instead Al Nami Dafka. The reason why the Tzayin Kudish and the Masoret Shas has that, because that's Rashi's Girsa. See the Rashi, three lines at the bottom, Al Nami Dafka. What means Al Nami Dafka? Because when it comes to the Hazois that you're supposed to go and do in front of the Pareiches, as well as inside the Kodesh Kedoshim, the Lashon of the Pasuk is Al Pnei HaKapoyis. Pnei HaKapoyis. Al Pnei HaKapoyis. Frank Timar, if you can tell me, El is Davka, so Lachor, the Al Pnei HaKapoyis is also Davka. El Dimit Gesheni Shalihava, Orin Vikapoyis. Hachanami Dali Ovid Hazois. Everybody knows the Dimit Gesheni was missing five things, including the Orin Vikapoyis. So there's no Al Pnei HaKapoyis. Lachor, there shouldn't be any Hazois to do in the second base of Midrash, Lefnai Velefnim. As if Frank Timar, Chor, good Gefreit. Another pasuk, the chiper es mikdash hakodesh. Why does he use that expression, mikdash hakodesh? Mokem hamikudesh lakodesh. What does that mean? Says the bottom Rashi. Mokem hamikudesh lakodesh oroin al mekoyin koyma oroin maze afiluleka oroin. The loshen mikdash hakodesh tells you that the mokem is mekudesh, even if there is no oroin. So therefore, the kohen gadol will go into the kodesh kadoshim and spritz in that direction, even though unfortunately there's no Orin in the second base mikdash. That was teretz number one to Arkasha on the steer between the two braises. Mechuvan basel, shalai mechuvan is basel, shalai mechuvan is kosher. Rav Amar, I have another teretz. Hava harabanan. And this teretz is much, much easier and much, much shorter. Don't have to make a machlim between the Bihud and the Rabbanan. Hava Rabbanan. Hadikai Mizukhamara, the Adi, Hadikai Tzof and the Dorim, the Adi. The word Adi is like a Lashon Hazor, because Zayin and Dalit are Mishalif. And therefore, the Gemara is telling us this. If you're standing on the Hara Mishchat and you are spritzing blood towards El Pnei Noichach Oil Moyed, Noichach Pnei Oil Moyed, as long as it's in that direction, even though it doesn't land up directly facing Oil Moyed, it's a little bit to the right, a little bit to the left, but it's in that general direction, kosher. But what happens if you went in a totally different direction? You went towards the Sofen or the Doran. That's certainly far off of the GPS in terms of going and spritzing towards the Pnei Oil Moyed. Then it would be possible. So both cases, Mechuvan means same Rabbanan, it didn't go directly in front of the oil moed, but the question is, did it go to the right or to the left? That's okay. Abyssal, 20 degrees to the right, 20 degrees to the left, you're fine.
90 degrees,
then it gets very hot, 90 degrees, and then you're not yoitza. That says psulais. Gemara asks one final stira before we end the Gemara today. And this stira is no longer by Paraduma. Now we're talking about Hilchos Metzora. What's the local God Metzora? Metzora, on the day that the Metzora is bringing his Karbonos, he also has to bring a Loig Shemen. And the Kohen is supposed to go and spritz 7 times again towards the direction of the Hechel. Where is he standing? He's not standing in the Har HaMishcha by the Paraduma people. He's not standing in the Azara or the Hechel in front of the Paroiches. He's standing in the Shar Nikanar, which is the entranceway into the Azara. And he spritzes with that Shemen on his hand 7 times towards the Pesach HaHechel. Excuse me. Great, I'm fine. Thank you. Thank you very much, everybody. The question is now about this Matzoira. If he did it Shaloi Lishma, what means Shaloi Lishma? Lamashal. He didn't have in mind this Matzoira, he had in mind the second Matzoira. That would be a Shini Balim. If he has Shaloi Lishma, is now Lechoira Stira between the two Brises. Although the first price talks about Shebefnim, that's talking about the Parim HaNisrofim, Sinim HaNisrofim, there's no kasha from Shebefnim, because the second price is only talking about Metzayra. Again, so the first price is about the Metzayra, Shloi Lishman, Pasul. Shloi Mechuvin is kasha. Second price says, Ben Shloi Lishman, Ben Shloi Mechuvanos is kasha. So the Shloi Mechuvin, the two prices are Mechuvan, the Gabi Hilchois, Shloi Mechuvan, that is kasha. The kasha is only on the Shloi Lishman. The first price is Shloi Lishman, is Pasul. Second price of Shaloi Lishma is kosher, is the chasira. Amr of Yasa Likasha, Harablaze of Harabanan. That's the old machloikis that we had the first day when we started Seder Kudushim. Then the very first Mishnah of Mesech Tzvachim, Kol Hazvachim, Shenizbuchu, Shaloi Lishman, Ksherim, Elish, Le'olu, Balim, Shemchoiva, Chutzmei, Pesach v'chatos, Rebleza Oymer, Afa Oshem, why? Techatos ka Oshem, Toyra Achas Lehem. So Rebleza adds the Oshem. What does he add Oshem? That if a person brought a karm Oshem Shaloi Lishma, it's possible. The Chachamim hold it's kosher. Elish Le'ol Balim Shemchoiva, Rebleza holds that it's possible. Aha! Freiti Gemara. What's the... I have a stira here, loig shemesh al metzora, shuloi mechuvan, I'm sorry, shuloi lishma, kosher or apostle, says the Gemara, loig kosher blazer rabbanan. The blazer the makish oshem lechatas, that it has a din of, kechatas ka oshem toira achas lehem, that shuloi lishma is apostle, makish nami, loig li oshem. After all, he brings a loig together with his asham metzora, so the loig will have the same din as the oshem, the oshem will have the same din as the chatas, they're both apostle shuloi lishma. They don't have that initial hekesh, they don't have the second hekesh. After all, they hold an Ashim is kosher.
It's not a little about Lishim Choyba, it's here says Ksheiros, it feels like it's not neutral.
Well, that question the Gemara is going to address later. But at this point, the Gemara answers the Stira here, it says Psulais, here it says Ksheiros. Psulais means according to Rab Lezer, Ksheiros means according to Rabban. Right, Gemara. I have a kasha. Back in Mesech Tzvachim, we had those 2-3 blood. We had a fascinating sugya about having back-to-back drushes. Wow, that was bad. After all, how do I know the din of Oshem? Kechatis ka Oshem. That's a hekish. How do I know loig? I'm makish loig to the Oshem. So therefore I'm learning loig from Oshem. Oshem I'm learning from Chatas. Tavalam behekish, choizem lamed behekish. Avadanish, you cannot do that. We did them sex as vach. Exactly. Exactly. Oh, well, fascinating. So Ella Marava, forget about that text. Hover Rabban. Both Bryces learn like the Rabban. Not like Reb Elazar. They're both going to Rabbanan. I one says kosher, one says that it's not kosher. This is the terrace that Barry was alluding to before. Kan lahachshir. You see the parentheses hakarbon. says the parenthesis, both prices are correct. If a person goes and spritzes the loig shemen shaloi lishma, it's both parcel and it's kosher. What does that mean? Kosher meaning that it was a kosher spritzing. That was fine. Just like all the kabbalas that you bring, it's kosher carbon. In that respect, it's possible.
So the Kohen can use the rest of the Shirayim or the Loaf Shemen for Achila, whatever he wants, and there's no problem. It's not.
But the Metzayer will have to bring another Loaf Shemen to go and be Metzayer himself together with the other Kohanim. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai. Shkoyach.
Miyat
Hashem.